John, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you? I just wanted to clarify one thing, and this is not your fault, but this is something I've been hearing all day on all networks, that everyone's saying that Milos Raonic is the first Canadian male to reach a Grand Slam final. Technically, yes, but technically, no. Technically, he's the first male to reach a Grand Slam final in singles, but not the first male to reach a Grand Slam final because Daniel Nestor has won Grand Slams in doubles. So I wanted to clarify that because I've been hearing that all day. It's been driving me nuts. And I can see why people think that because you kind of forget about Daniel Nestor. And he, you know, to be honest, I think he's one of the best Canadian athletes of all time. But men's doubles doesn't get the recognition that singles does, obviously.
Well, John, that's why we had you on the show. You're the expert. We're going to talk about what was a historic day for Canadian tennis. I guess, well, let's start obviously with Milos. What's a bigger story, who he beat or the fact that he's simply in the final now?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, he's beaten Roger Federer before. He beat him earlier this year in Brisbane in a tune-up for the Australian Open. So he has beaten him before, but he's only beaten him two times out of 11 heading into today's match. So he can beat Roger Federer, and he showed it today. But the fact that he's reached the final is absolutely tremendous. It's great for Canada. I think all of Canada is behind Milos Raonic, and I think it's great for Canadian tennis. I mean, tennis has never really been a sport that's been on the top echelon in other sports. I mean, in Canada, I think, you know, in terms of ranking, you know, your hockey's obviously number one. I think you've got your basketball and your baseball, and then people like your CFL and your NFL. This has always been one of those sort of mediocre, what I would call second tier types of sport. Being a huge tennis fan myself, I think that this is just a good thing for tennis in the fact that it's just going to vault tennis up the viewership. And I think people are now going to start to pay more and more attention. I mean, Milos Raonic has been progressing steadily over the past few years, ever since he made his breakout at the Australian Open when he got to the fourth round. He's got eight titles now, and now he's starting to show that he's not just a serve wonder, and he can actually do other things on the court. So to get to a first Grand Slam final for him and a first male to be in a Grand Slam final, I think it's great for tennis in Canada. It's great for Milos Raonic, and it's nice to see Canada making a move in the sport of tennis.
Milos hired John McEnroe earlier this year as a coach. How much influence has McEnroe had, and is he almost somewhat responsible for him beating Federer today?
I mean, I agree that adding John McEnroe to his team, which is already consists of other members of the team. Carlos Moya was added earlier this year. Ricardo Piatti is also on the team as a coach. But I think that Milos kind of has made his strides earlier this year, even before John McEnroe came on board. We all know he's always had the big serve. But I think even when Carlos Moya came on, he's added a little bit of touch to his game. He's got him more mentally focused. He's got him doing better things on the court, making smarter decisions. He's been working on his volley game even before John McEnroe came aboard. His serve has obviously been good, but his movement on court is a lot better. He's making the right shots at the right time. And I think the addition of John McEnroe has obviously been great. He's a multi-slam winner. He's won Wimbledon three times. I think he just gave Milos that little extra bit of, you know, momentum or extra little bit of, you know, a little spark that he really needed just to go over the hump. I think that he's helped him with his serve. I think he's helped him with his net play. He's getting down on the net, getting down on net shots a lot more. He's not standing there looking, you know, puzzled sometimes. He's coming in at the right moments. He's picking his right moments. I think those are the little things that John McEnroe has done. And you may have noticed too that, you know, when you watch a Milos Raonic tennis match, if you've been watching over the years, he's a pretty, you know, stoic, calm, cool, collected kind of guy on the court. Doesn't show a lot of emotion. Just goes about his business. Doesn't really, you know, react to anything. And you may have noticed it today that he was fist pumping lots. He was smiling. He was smirking. You know, I think John McEnroe brings that little bit of personality out, and I think that's a big, big addition. It gives him a little bit more relaxation on the court, and I think it's been a good thing. So to answer your question, yes, he's played a role. I don't know how big of a role he's played. I wouldn't say credit all of it to John McEnroe, but certainly has played a little bit of a role in getting him over the hump, getting to his first Grand Slam final.
We're joined by John Horn from TSN. You can follow him on Twitter at SportsHorn. The Wimbledon final will have coverage on TSN's 1, 3, and 4 starting at 6 a.m. Edmonton time on Sunday. The match beginning 7 a.m. We know Milos Raonic is taking on Andy Murray in the final. Murray all time has had 6 out of 9 victories against Milos. Does this really matter heading into the Wimbledon final?
I don't think so. I mean, it's obviously going to be in the back of his mind, but as I mentioned, Milos Raonic was 2-9 against Federer coming into today. He can beat Andy Murray, although he hasn't done it in the last five opportunities, but he came super close in the semifinals at Wimbledon. If it wasn't for that injury, the adductor injury that he had, he probably could have beaten Andy Murray that day. We'll never know for sure, obviously, but he was playing great tennis there, and he just sort of wore himself out in the last part of the fourth set and the fifth set with that injury. So he can play with Murray. He played Murray to three sets at the Queen's Club tune-up on grass 3 weeks ago. It was actually interesting. Three weeks ago after that match, they asked Raonic, you know, what he thought about the match and, you know, how he played and so forth and whether or not he was looking forward to going to Wimbledon. And he had a pretty good answer, and it actually came, what he said actually has come true. His comment after the match that he said to the press was, if it happens on Sunday, that would be a bigger moment in Canadian sports history. And then he said that he thought it would be my first time playing Sunday on grass. Hopefully I can have a rematch in a couple Sundays from now. So that's exactly what's happened. I mean, the chances of him playing Murray in the final of Wimbledon 3 weeks after playing the Queen's Court grass tournament, I don't think anybody thought that was going to happen, but what he said has happened. So I think it'll be pretty cool. I think he's got a good chance against Murray. Murray's obviously going to have the crowd behind him. But, you know, if he plays the way he did today, like he did today against Murray, who's, you know, Murray's a little bit fitter probably than Raonic is, just based on the amount of time that he's been on the court, only having to play three pretty straightforward sets today against Thomas Burdick. And Raonic's playing another five-setter, and he played a four-setter before that against Cleary and a five-setter against Gauffin. So he's been on the court longer. So I think that that's the one thing that you may have to look for is how his fitness level is, although he looked pretty good in the fifth set against Federer today.
And, John, not just about Milos, but there's a Canadian who actually made the boys' junior singles final at Wimbledon. It's been a big day for Canadians across the pond.
Yeah, Denis Shapovalov, he's 18 years old. He's from Ontario. He's into the junior boys' Wimbledon finals, the second straight tournament that a Canadian has been in a Grand Slam final. Félix Auger-Aliassime was in the French Open final a few weeks ago and got it to three sets. Actually had a match point, two match points in that match, and wasn't able to close it out. But, yeah, I mean, it's great to see that the juniors are playing well, too, and you're starting to see junior tennis really take off. I think, you know, it's nice. I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, and we were talking about different sports and how Canada's been so much of a hockey country for so long. But now if you look at some of the other sports, you look at baseball and the amount of Canadians who are doing well in baseball, big-name players in baseball. You look at the influence Steve Nash had in basketball for all the young basketball players who've come up. I mean, the Canadian basketball team is, they haven't qualified for the Olympics yet. They'll be trying to do that this weekend too. But, you know, we list off all the Canadian basketball players headed by Tristan Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, and so forth. And you're seeing it in golf too. Look at Brooke Henderson on the LPGA Tour, how young she is and how she's starting to come about. And even on the men's side, the Graham Dillettes and Brad Fritches and so forth. There's a lot of Adam Hadwins, there's a lot of golfers. And now you're starting to see it in tennis too. So I think Canada is starting to become a country of not just hockey, it's other sports. And it's good to see. It's getting some exposure for the sports that don't necessarily get it all the time. And tennis is right there with strong development. And Tennis Canada has done a great job funding and helping some of these athletes.
John Horn from TSN joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at SportsHorn. He's covering Wimbledon coverage this weekend for TSN. John, like you mentioned the growth of not just tennis but other sports in Canada. Focusing just on tennis, think about where it was in Canada 5 years ago to now, where it could potentially be in 5 years. Did you ever imagine the sport of tennis reaching the point where it's reached and where it could potentially go?
I mean, I don't think I could ever imagine it being as in a good position as it is right now. I mean, I think there's always been the opportunity. I mean, what it ultimately comes down to is funding. A lot of sports get the funding and a lot of sports don't get the funding. And tennis has always been one of those bubble sports where, you know, you don't have as much money put into it. Tennis Canada has done a great job getting sponsorship, getting funding. They've opened a great training center in Montreal. There's some great courts in Toronto, too. You've seen Davis Cup being played in Canada to big crowds in Vancouver and in Montreal. I think that the growth of tennis is doing well. I think a lot of juniors are playing tennis. Kids are getting into tennis. I mean, if you think about it, tennis is one of those sports where, you know, it kind of gets the stereotype of, oh, it's a country club sport, kind of like golf, but it's not really. I mean, you can go down the street most places and you can go and buy yourself a $25 racket for your son or daughter and get a tube of tennis balls for $6 and go play on a court for free. They're public courts. So it's kind of like basketball in that way. You just have a little you know, don't have to spend a ton of money. You don't have to buy lots of equipment and spend money to, say, like in golf, to go play a course. You can find public courts and play. And, you know, I think, you know, in this day and age with finances for people and the expense for everything, I think that, you know, the cheaper the sport, the better chances you have of getting your kids into a particular sport. And tennis is one of those. And if as long as kids have a lot of opportunity to play and they're into it, then I think the sky's the limit for tennis. And now you're starting to see a lot of junior players playing and kids playing regularly. And it seems to be showing. It takes a while. It takes a lot of work. Yes, you have to have coaching. Yes, you have to play all the time. And yeah, you do have to put out some money if you want to get to the next level. But it's just the growth of tennis, I think, in Canada has really started to take off, and it's really good to see.
John, we have two championships this weekend, both at Wimbledon, the ladies' championship, Serena Williams versus Kerber. We're expecting another meeting of the Williams sisters. What do you think happens between Serena and Angelique Kerber?
Well, I think Angelique Kerber, I mean, is a great player. I mean, she showed it earlier this year. She beat Serena in the Australian Open. She's got a good game. She's a left-handed player, so she's got a little bit of a different style, which makes it sometimes difficult. Some players don't play lefties as well as righties, so I think that she poses problems to Serena. But Serena is just so dominant. She's had a little bit of trouble closing out matches in the last little while. You may remember she lost in the semifinals at the U.S. Open. She made it to the final of the Australian Open, lost to Kerber, and then she lost in the French Open final as well. So, you know, when Serena Williams goes into a tournament, she's pretty much automatically favored to win it. But she's had some trouble closing matches out, and I don't know if it's nerves or just the other players playing better. I mean, her opponents have, you know, get up for matches against her because it's, you know, most people think that she's so difficult to beat. A lot of players just sort of lay it out there and just say, okay, we're just going to hit shots all over the court and see what happens. But I expect Serena to win. I think she remembers that she lost the Australian Open. She's always played well at Wimbledon. It's, you know, one of her better surfaces. And I think she'll just overpower Kerber. You don't see a lot of, in the Wimbledon finals, you don't see a lot of three-set matches. I think it's something like three out of the last 10 have gone to three sets in the women's final. But, you know, I could see a three-setter, but I think Serena is going to pull it out.
And on the flip side, John, we know the final on the men's side, Milos Raonic versus Andy Murray. What's going to happen Sunday morning from Wimbledon?
Well, putting me on the spot, I wouldn't be in good standing if I didn't say that Milos is going to win. I honestly think that he's got a very good shot of winning this match. I think he's played Andy Murray enough where he knows his game. He actually practices with Andy Murray. You'll see him at the practice courts at tournaments just practicing with him. They get along really well. And I think the fact that, you know, John McEnroe's on board, Andy Murray's got Yvonne Lendl, I think there might even be a little bit of a coaching side swing there. It's kind of takes you back to 80s tennis when Yvonne Lendl and John McEnroe used to battle at Wimbledon. So now they're on the coaching side of things. I think it'll be kind of fun. So I will go Milos Raonic in five sets. I think it'll go five. But I think he's got to make sure that he plays smart, and he's got to move Murray around and get Murray agitated like he does on court sometimes. You often see him yelling at his box and getting frustrated. I think he's got to get to him early and get him frustrated. But you know what? If he keeps serving the way he's been serving, today he averaged 129 miles an hour on his first serve and 129 on his serve in general. He had a second serve at 133. If he keeps that up, if he keeps hitting winners and not a lot of unforced errors, I could see Milos being the first Canadian to hoist a trophy in a Grand Slam singles final ever.
I appreciate your clarification on that, John. Coverage on TSN begins Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Edmonton time. The match begins at 7 a.m. TSN 1, 3, and 4. John, people can follow you on Twitter at SportsHorn. We appreciate your time and enjoy the tennis this weekend.
Yeah, no problem. And by the way, just before that men's final, we'll have coverage of the Shapovalov junior boys singles final as well. So check your listings to see if that's going to be on TV or on the TSN Go app. It'll be on there. So maybe the Canadians will do a 1-2 sweep in singles. And they actually have a chance at the junior boys doubles too. So they're in the semifinals tomorrow. So maybe they can go 3-for-3 on Sunday.
What a fantastic weekend for Canadian sports we have ahead of ourselves here.
It's going to be great. And even throw in another TSN plug here, but throw in the fact that Canada is playing to get into the Olympic basketball tournament. If they can win their match tomorrow against New Zealand and then probably play France on Sunday. And then you got the Euro final on Sunday, another TSN event. So Yeah, it's a great weekend for sports. So if the weather's lousy, which you probably, I'm not sure if it is out there, but it's expected to be in Toronto. So stay inside. What the hell?
It's funny you just mentioned it. It just started pouring here in Edmonton. So, John, you're basically telling people to leave their TVs on TSN all weekend long and they won't be disappointed.
It's good for ratings. Everybody's happy about that.
John, thanks for your time, buddy. And enjoy whatever you watch this weekend.
No problem. Enjoy it. Thanks for having me on.
John Horn, he's a reporter, producer, host on TSN.